Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 for today. I'm Maureen, and the station is CJMQ 88.9 FM here in the Eastern Townships. In this half hour, I will be talking with Chef Merwa Aman, who creates gourmet meals ready to serve. It's ready in 7 minutes. I will also have some health news and some music. We will start part two of the Townships at 12 today with a song called Take It Easy, and it's by the Eagles.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy.
Exploring the world of creative cuisine with a gourmet twist and a lot less fuss. I'm joined by Chef Merwa Aman, who's redefining convenience with a line of vegetarian, ready-to-eat meals that are delicious, lightweight, and as simple as just adding water. These are dehydrated dishes, but not your average campfire fare. Think flavorful gourmet combinations designed for people on the go, hikers, students, busy professionals, or anyone who wants a quick, healthy, plant-based option without sacrificing taste. We'll talk about the inspiration behind the recipes, how the meals are made, and why more people are turning to this kind of sustainable, no-waste cooking. Stick around, you might just find the next favorite easy meal. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome Merwa Aman to the Townships at 12. Now, he has a business, it's relatively new, and I believe it's in Lenoxville, is it not?
Yes, it is in Lenoxville.
Could you start by telling us the name of your business and what inspired you to launch this business?
The name of the business is Veg Meals Food Art Limited. And what inspired me is the students here, the students don't get a proper diet, and the availability for the student was like, they don't need to cook. I do the cooking for them, and we defreeze them by the freeze-dried process, and then they just add boiling water to it, and the journey from pouch to plate is just 7 minutes. Just add water, and they have the food ready in the plate for them. They don't have time, and so it is good for them to save time, to save the wastage, etc.
How does that work? Like, you would have a stew or something and you just add water to it, and if you had vegetables, you have to do one thing at a time?
We have about 28 items and all are ready, and they choose from the menu whatever they want to have. It is not only for the students, though I just started for the students. But slowly it took over by the local Quebecois. They started liking the taste and they started praising that it's nice and they like the taste. So I developed the taste according to the local Quebecois, and I started distributing throughout Canada. So now I ship to all the provinces of Canada from Lennoxville.
Oh, wow. That is really something. Okay.
Yes. So we have three channel partners with us: Canada Post, Purulator, and UPS.
Okay, my goodness. Now, what makes them gourmet? Do you have a background in gourmet cooking? Study gourmet cooking?
Yes, I have a 25-year experience. I'm a chef since last 25 years. And when I migrated here, I'm an immigrant. So I taught by studying the area of the Bishop's University and the University of Sherbrooke and the local people here. What do they like? So I started with the Indian cuisine and the North Indian cuisine. And now I developed the taste according to them. So they started liking the normal people. They go to the restaurant. It is expensive. So they have the gourmet experience at their own house comfort zone with my food. And I'm trying to establish that to make it available for everybody and to make it affordable. So our price is just rightly priced, about $8 per dish. And we have a generous portion, so two people can eat from one serving what we give in $8. It is quite generous, quite affordable, and it saves a lot of time in cooking, saves a lot of wastage, saves the gas, etc., etc. So that is the plus point.
Okay, that is interesting. What country are you from, and how long have you been here?
I am from India, and I've been here from a year and a half now.
Okay.
India, New Delhi, yeah.
Okay. Do you use any local ingredients in your cooking?
Oh, yes. We use ingredients, and it's all preservative-free. That is the punchline. It's zero preservative, times preservative.
Okay. Could you tell us a little bit about the process from designing a dish to packaging it and having it ready for the customer?
Oh, okay. So the dish is pre-cooked. It is made from scratch. And after making it, there is a process called dehydration. Dehydration also has many processes, but what we use is the freeze-dried process. So we take the food, the cooked food, any dish of you talk of from the 28 items, we take it to minus 55 degrees, and that is called the freeze-drying process. And then we deoxidize that, and then we special pouch pack it. So the weight also is 25%, 20% of the 100%, because all the water is evaporated. And then it is ready. We ship it. And when you open the pouch to eat, you just add boiling water. So it comes back to shape. So it is all locked. The nutrients, the nature, the texture, it comes back to natural and you enjoy the dish. So the journey from pouch to plate is just 7 minutes.
Okay, that is really interesting. Do you have a few customer favorites or best sellers so far?
Yes, Dal Makhni is the best what is running at the moment. Then in greens, if we talk of that, is Palak Paneer, is made of spinach. Then we have fenugreek, it's called aloo methi. And then we have okra, bindi masala. And the fifth one is, the balls, the crunchy balls. And it is called, the name of the dish if I say, it is something to do with milk gravy.
Okay.
And that's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have three desserts too.
Three
desserts. Yeah, and that is also very sweet.
Okay, what three desserts do you have? Tell us about those.
One is carrot halwa. That is gajar halwa. And the second is moong dal halwa. And the third one is doodi halwa, made of bottle gourd.
Okay, interesting. So you found this was quite popular with the students. Any other group of people, elderly people maybe, or professionals?
Who they like our food, yes. Mm-hmm. Elderly people, singles, oldies are goldies. And then they have hikers, bikers, campers. They all have started taking it in the last few months. And of course, the residents around and the students around all over Canada. So it's picking up slowly. And when one likes it, they introduce me to their circle, their friend circle, their relatives. And then slowly it is picking up. It is liked by one and all.
Now, do you offer any vegetarian or gluten-free meals or any other special dietary options?
Yeah, these are all balanced, all nutritious, and all vegetarian. I don't serve non-vegetarian at all. These all 28 items are vegetarian, and I have two gravies. Like, if you want to add your own protein to it, there are two gravies. One is makhani gravy. That is, if you've heard of the butter chicken, which is a very famous dish from India. And the butter chicken gravy is called makhani gravy. And then one is the malai gravy, the white gravy. So one can add the protein of his choice. They can add tofu. They can add chicken. Yes, they can add fish. They can add cheese. Whatever you wish to add, you can add soya. So many different options are available from this gravy also.
Okay, that is really interesting. Where are you located in Lennoxville?
I'm on Rue Connolly.
Okay, and what's the number of your business?
It's 27 Rue Connolly.
Okay, 27 Connolly Street in Lennoxville, okay.
Yes.
What are your...
Opposite the St. Francis River.
Exactly. What are your opening hours?
We are open from 10 to 7. But we don't serve here. We just get it's a boutique selling point. So we don't serve here. We just sell from here. And the person can book it online. The online portal name is www.foodart.cafe.
Okay, so online, www.foodartcafe. Okay.
FOODART. Cafe, CAFE.
Okay. And this is available all over Canada, you said?
All over Canada.
Okay.
And as a special gesture from if anybody is hearing the interview on radio, so if anybody books it online, I can deliver it to the near about maybe 10 kilometers. I can deliver it from the Knoxville. If it is above $100, I can go personally and deliver the package to them. They don't need to come. So they can sit at home if they're elderly, they want to enjoy at home. I can deliver the food and they can enjoy at their home.
Okay, that's very generous of you. How often do you update your menu?
The menu now is updated. All 28 items are ready. And whenever we change, that is about after 3 months, 3.5 months, we keep updating.
Okay, good. What's been the biggest challenge so far in launching your business?
The biggest challenge here is the department getting through. I wanted to open a food truck here so that it is available. I can get it ready on the plate for people to experience for free tasting. I need to take my truck from one place to the other, or it can be stationary somewhere near the university, and I can give free taters, or I can open the truck at the lunchtime or the dinner time, maybe 2 hours a day. So it can serve more people. It can work as a moving restaurant. So for that, I am facing the challenge.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Marwa?
No, nothing to add. Just the best luck, what I need from everybody. Wish me the luck, and I should be more successful so that I want to reach to every single house.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds really fascinating and nutritious too, Merwa Amand. And the business is Food Art Limited, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much and all the best on your business.
Thank you, madam. Thank you.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. And your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. Still drinking late at the bar. Some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone. Be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So
And that was Tracy Chapman, and the song is called Fast Car. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12, and today we're going to talk about the benefits of eating vegetarian. Eating vegetarian isn't just a trend. It's a health-conscious choice that's supported by years of research. A well-balanced vegetarian diet can lower your risk of heart disease, reduce high blood pressure, and help maintain healthy cholesterol levels. That's because it's naturally high in fiber, vitamins, and antioxidants, and low in saturated fats. Vegetarian meals often emphasize whole grains, beans, fruits, vegetables, and nuts, foods that support digestion, boost your immune system, and help with weight control. Research also shows that vegetarians tend to have lower rates of type 2 diabetes, and in some cases even reduce cancer risks, especially when red and processed meats are removed from the diet. But it's not just about physical health. Many people report feeling more energized, lighter, and even more mentally clear on a plant-based diet. There are environmental and ethical benefits too. A vegetarian lifestyle reduces the demand for animal agriculture, which in turn lowers greenhouse gas emissions and conserves water and land. And thanks to today's variety of meat-free options from lentil curries and veggie burgers to gourmet dehydrated meals, eating vegetarian has never been more creative or convenient. Whether you go fully plant-based or just try a few meatless meals a week, your heart, your planet, and your plate will thank you. And that's our health news here today on the Townships at 12. I'd like to thank my guest on today's show in the first half hour, Jan Draper, from Right Here, Right Now. Come on out to the Piggery on May 31st at 2 p.m. for the event called More Than Words, which is a celebration of the Right Here, Right Now group. And in the second part of today's show, Marois Amon, gourmet chef. Check out the website and try some of his delicious-looking meals. Now the website, that's www.foodart.cafe. So that food art, all one word, foodart.cafe, and no accent on the E, cafe, www.foodart.cafe. I also wanted to add that if somebody has an idea for an interview, please get in touch with me by email, cjmqnews@gmail.com, and also for community event announcements for nonprofits. It's free and I will announce them on my show. So again, send me a short description of the event by email, cjmqnews@gmail.com. Thanks everybody for listening. The Thursday show is repeated on Friday at noon, and this show is available on our website under the Shows tab later today. We will close today's show with a song called Come Away With Me, and it's by Norah Jones.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies. And I wanna walk with you on a cloudy day in fields where the yellow grass grows knee high. So won't you try? Come away with me and we'll kiss on a mountaintop. Come away with me and I'll never stop loving you. Thank you. come away.